Wow, where'd you get this?
I was trying to break into Protovision. I wanted to see the program for their new games.
You're not supposed to see any of that stuff. That system probably contains a new data encryption algorithm. You'll never get in there.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
Well, you'll never get in through the frontline security, but you might look for a back door.
I can't believe it, Jim. That girl standing over there listening and you're telling about our back doors?
Mr. Potato Head. Mr. Potato Head, back doors are not secrets.
Yeah, but Jim, you're giving away all our best tricks.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, this is RBCP and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for January 25th, 2017. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey Baby. Thanks, Honey Baby, for supporting the show and making this episode possible. It's because of Honey Baby that today we're going to convince a convenience store employee to stand in a bucket of water next to a circuit breaker panel and remove the front cover and start sticking metal things into it. And it's going to be to teach them a lesson about electricity so they don't get hurt someday. So today's show is going to be educational, you see? But before we get to that, and hopefully I don't forget to do that, because I hate when I forget to do the thing that I announced at the beginning of the show. It seems like I do that all the time. I'm sorry about that, you guys. I don't think I'm going to forget today, though, so don't worry. But we're going to start the show by doing, once again, Mr. Potato Head's idea of saying that I had left my Sting CD behind, because apparently Mr. Potato Head, he hates Kenny Loggins. I think that's what he told me before, anyway. He hates Kenny Loggins, so I have to say I lost my Sting CD. Before we get started, though, I have two things that are PLA-related. One is that I've figured out how to make content instantly available for Patreon supporters. So if you support the Snowplow Show with Patreon, you should log into the site and you'll see a section now that contains all 13 Hobosodes and all 5 extra shows. And they're all in high-quality 192 kilobits per second audio. And I should be able to keep that updated as each new Hobosode comes out. I try to do a Hobosode at least once a week when I can. I know I've missed a few weeks. But I'm doing pretty good so far. There's 13 episodes out. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should be a supporter of the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. It's only $5 a month to get the extra shows and whatever else you get for being a supporter of the show. I'm doing terrible with doing extra full-size shows, but I'm doing pretty good at the Hobosodes. So being a supporter of the show is almost worth it now. And if you support the show just through the website at phonelosers.com, then there's, of course, options on there for you to look at all the Hobosodes at phonelosers.com/hobosode. But the really exciting new stuff is on the Patreon today. And I'm kind of wondering if there's a limit on how much audio I can upload to Patreon, because if there's not a limit, I mean, the limit per upload is like 200 megs, and that's plenty for me. But if they let me upload as much audio as I want to, and they should because I pay them a ton of money to use their service, I should be able to upload every episode of The Phone Show, the show that I did before The Snowplow Show. And I should be able to put them up so anybody can look at them. You don't even have to be a Patreon supporter. And that way, we'll have our Phone Show archive back. Because everyone's always complaining about that. They want to hear the phone show. The other piece of important news for today before we get started with the show is that I've set up a request line for the Situation Room, and that's for people to call in on the live shows if you're interested in calling in on the live shows, which lately I've been doing about one live show per week, mostly on Mixler, but yesterday I did one on Facebook live stream. Anyway, the number is 845-470-0336. I probably won't answer if you call in during a show, but every once in a while, I'll pick up the phone and see who's calling in. So you should write down that number for the next live show, 845-470-0336. It rings directly to my desk phone here. I'm also making some progress with Asterix. I've got it all set up, and it's sort of working. I have extensions in my house working. I can receive phone calls, and I'm still having some issues making phone calls. But that should be back to normal pretty soon, and that makes it easier to make phone calls and stuff. So on today's show, I call a lot of 7-Elevens. This first 30 or so minutes is a pre-recorded show. I was just doing these by myself. And after this, we'll play a few voicemails, and then we'll get into the live show that I did yesterday on Facebook.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Steve Dave. I'm a customer there. sometimes. Uh-huh. And I was just wondering if maybe one of you had found my Sting CD. I left it on the roof there. I don't know if you guys go up on the roof that often, but...
You left it on the roof?
Yeah, I was up there just kind of hanging out and smoking and looking at the stars and listening to my Discman, and I was switching...
I'm just curious how you got out there.
I stacked up some milk crates along the back of the building and just walked up, like, stairs.
I think you get the wrong 7-Eleven. We don't have milk crates outside.
I brought my own. Well, I fucked that up. Let's try this next one, which is really fancy because the last three digits of their number is 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven, Northgate.
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm a customer there sometimes. And my name is Steve Dave. I'm a customer there sometimes, and I was on your roof last night, and I think I left my Sting CD, like, laying on the roof. I was wondering if anyone there had found it.
No.
Oh, has anyone been on the roof by chance, like, in the past day or two?
Not that I know of, and I don't have the key to get into it.
Oh, well, no, I just climb up from the outside. I just scale the back wall.
Oh.
But I was just wondering, because, like, you know, I was listening to my Discman up there, and I think I left my Sting CD, because I can't find it anywhere. I have the case here at my house, but the CD's not in it.
Gotcha.
Is there any way
I'll go see.
Huh?
I'll go see if I can't get up there.
Okay, yeah, just scale the wall. Just scale the back wall. That's what I always do. You just got to get a running jump.
Gotcha.
Just run real fast. Basically just run up the wall.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, thank you. I'll call back.
7-Eleven, may I help you?
Hello, my name is Steve Dave. I was on your roof there last night, and I think I left my Sting CD up there. Is there any way you could check real quick and just see if it's up there?
You left a what now? A CD?
Yeah, a compact disc. I was up there listening to my Discman. And
They usually put stuff in these drawers. I don't see it.
Oh, like a lost.
Let me look at this other one.
Okay.
No, I don't see one. Do you remember when? Was it on midnight shift or after 10 o'clock at night? Or
yeah, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I climbed up on the roof, and I was just kind of laying up there and listening to my Discman and smoking.
You climbed up on the roof?
Yeah, after I bought a Slurpee. It's okay because I'm a customer.
But you climbed up on the 7-Eleven roof?
Yeah, I was up there last night just kind of looking at the stars, you know. And I changed my CDs, and I can't find it anywhere. I think I must have left it up there.
Well, you might ask the guy tonight, because the same guy works tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even talk to him. Yeah, I don't think he likes me. He gives me, like, attitude whenever I come in.
Well, I don't see it, so you're going to have to talk to him and ask him about it.
Is there any way you could just go up on the roof real quick and see if it's there? I think I left it on top of the air conditioners.
No, I am not going on the roof and look.
Can you? Why not? Why won't you go on the roof?
I don't want to go to the roof.
Why not?
And you shouldn't be going to the roof.
But I like it up there. It's secluded, and people don't bother me.
Okay, but I'm not going up there to look.
Well, is there another employee there that can?
What's that?
Is there another employee there that could do it? One that's more,
no,
you know,
got... No, I'm not going to have any employee to go on the roof.
Please?
If you want it, you're going to have to get up there and look yourself.
Okay, I'll come right over, and I'll just climb right up there and stomp around a little bit and see what I can find.
Okay.
But are you sure? Like, wow, okay, she's completely fine with that. I wouldn't think they'd want me going up there in the middle of the day and climbing up on the roof.
But.
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I was up there last night. I was up there on the roof of your 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And I think
I don't know. I came new here.
What?
I came new here. I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for trying at least. Good job. Bye. All right.
Whatever. Salon, Derek, can I help you?
Hey, Derek, it's Steve Dave. I'm a customer there sometimes, and I was on your roof last night, and I think I left a CD up there. Has anyone turned in a CD? Do you have a lost and found or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a Sting CD.
Let me check in the back real quick.
Okay.
One sec.
Well, this is nice. What a nice guy.
Yeah, I got nothing like that.
Okay, is there any way you could go up on the roof real quick and check up there?
I don't have any easy way to get up there right now.
Oh, well, when I go up there, I just stack the milk crates up and make kind of like stairs out of them and just walk up there. It's really safe.
One sec.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a customer, right? That's it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so with that in mind, why are you up on my store's roof?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, just kind of hanging out up there. Yeah. It's nice and secluded and good place for meditation and looking at the stars and smoking a joint. Wow. Okay. Sounded like you really had something to say to me, but I don't know. I guess joint is his trigger word. And that guy made me hold forever. I'm sure I'm going to cut it out of the podcast, but that call lasted about 10 minutes.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Brad. I'm a customer there, and I was up there last night on your roof, just hanging out on the roof, and I think I left a CD up there.
On the roof?
Yeah, do you know if anyone, is anyone there seeing it? I left it sitting on top of one of the air conditioning units.
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Is there any way you could go check real quick?
No, sir.
Why not?
You shouldn't be on the roof.
Well, yeah, but I was, and I left my CD behind. It was a Sting CD.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, you should be, because it was signed. I had it signed at a concert, and I really needed that back. Well, at least he's sorry. I guess that's all that matters. Man, it's like the middle of the day. You'd think there'd be managers answering, and they'd be super pissed that anyone's on their roof. Why am I not getting yelled at?
7-Eleven, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, it's Brad. I'm a customer there sometimes, and last night I was up on your roof, and I think I left a CD up there, a Sting CD.
On our roof?
Yeah, I was wondering if anyone may have turned that in, or if any of the employees may have seen it up there.
No, we don't usually get up on the roof, though.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I guess I'll just check next time I go up there.
All right, man.
Is there any way you could just check real quick, though?
No, I don't have ladder access to get up there.
Yeah, but if you just stack milk crates up like stairs, you can just walk up there. That's what I do.
I don't have enough milk crates to do that at the moment. We store those in the office.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I opened up the office and I brought them outside and stacked them up. I mean, if I can do it, I don't see why you can't.
Because I'm the only one here. I can't leave the store empty.
Well, do you have a key? Like, can you just shut the door for a bit?
No, I can't do that.
Can we get a customer too, maybe?
That sounds like a little bit of a stretch, man.
Well, could I talk to a customer real quick? Just put him on the phone. I'll ask. It's okay.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Oh, no, it's okay. Incidentally, I'm also with the corporate office, so it's okay. I'm giving you permission.
That sounds a little far-fetched to me, man. I don't think I can do that.
Oh, no, it's for reals. I'm actually from the corporate office. I work here. That's why I was on the roof. Why else would I be on the roof? Hey, a regular person can't just go on the roof.
Right, that's my thoughts exactly. My store is empty, otherwise I'd be able to help you out, man.
Your store is empty? Well, then it's okay. Then, you know, you, there's nobody there. You don't have to help anyone if it's empty. So go ahead and get those milk crates out, and let's start stacking them up out and back, and get up there. Check and see if my Sting CD's around.
Your Sting CDs?
Yeah, just one Sting CD. I was listening to my Discman last night, and I was switching CDs. I put some Kenny Loggins in, and I left the Sting CD sitting up there on the air conditioner unit.
On the roof?
Yep.
I'm going to have you call back when my manager is here, man. That's a little outside of my bounds.
Oh, come on, be think outside of the box for once in your life.
once in my life. No, sorry, man. I'm going to have to let you go.
All right, fine, whatever. I'll just listen to Kenny Loggins. Man, you guys, nobody's getting pissed at me for getting on the roof.
7-Eleven, it's James.
Oh, hey, James. My name's Brad. I'm a customer in there a lot. I come in usually around lunch.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday I was in there and I went in the cooler, like in the back, like inside inside the beer cooler.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if I think I lost something in there. Has anyone turned anything in?
I don't think so. What would it have been?
It was my marijuana pipe.
I haven't had one turned in.
Ah, all right. Is it still back there maybe? I was back there for a good hour, like just hanging out.
In the cooler?
Yeah.
Why were you in our cooler for an hour?
I was just hanging out, just meditating a little bit and smoking and... I hate to admit this, but I actually had a beer while I was in there because there's nobody in there.
No?
So I just figured couldn't hurt, just one. Yeah, it's okay, I'm over 21.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything.
Have you checked, though?
I haven't. I've been here for a while this morning, so oh. I haven't seen anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you find the marijuana pipe, don't be keeping it for yourself and try and sell it. I know it's a nice one and everything, but it's mine.
Around what time was it, do you know?
Is the lunch rush, you know, right around noonish or so.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Okay, thanks.
Bye. Maybe he didn't care about the marijuana thing because that was a legal marijuana state. So what I need to find is a state that does not have legal marijuana in it, such as Iowa. Yeah, that's what we'll do. We're going to call Iowa 7-Elevens.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Brad. I'm a customer there, and I was in there yesterday around lunch. And I was hanging out in your cooler for about an hour, just you know, chilling out and... And I think I left something behind in there by accident. Do you know if anything's been turned in?
Do you know if anybody turned something in? Do you know what it is? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was, I'm embarrassed to say, but it was my marijuana pipe.
This is my first time. And you were in the cooler?
Yeah, I just hung out there. I mean, it was so busy, I just kind of walked back there, and nobody was back there for an hour, so I was just hanging out and meditating and drinking a few beers and having some marijuana. But I think I left the pipe behind because I was so high.
I don't know.
Could you go check real quick?
Hold on.
Okay.
Put that in there. You're over 21. You put your own birth date in. Oh, you don't have to cut the hole.
What a dummy. Learn how to put your birthday in. Stupid. Holy shit, what's she doing that she needs to put in all this information? Hey, what happened? They hung up on me. Was she listening or something? I thought she set the phone down.
7-Eleven.
Hello, this is Brad. I'm a customer there. And I was in there yesterday for the lunch rush. And
okay.
I was hanging out in the cooler for about an hour. Like, I just went in the cooler and just hung out for about an hour. And I think I left something behind. Do you know if anything's been turned in?
Here?
Yeah.
Where are you with?
Oh, no, I'm just a customer. I come in there every few days and get the hot dogs and the chips and stuff. You know me. And I was just hanging out in the cooler.
I know you. There's a lot of people that come in here. I don't know.
Yeah, but I get hot dogs and chips and sometimes a fountain drink.
And you were hanging out in the cooler?
Yeah, for like an hour because it was so busy in there no one even noticed me. So I was just, you know, hanging out and drinking a few beers and meditating and... But anyway, I was wondering if anyone turned anything in. I left something behind.
What did you leave behind?
My Sting CD.
No, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, nobody's turned in any CDs at all?
No.
Because I set it down to set my marijuana pipe on.
Yeah.
Nobody, okay. And I left that behind, too.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
Guess you're out of luck.
Well, can't you go check?
Yeah, sure. I'll go right there. Bye-bye.
Can you hurry the fuck up?
7-Eleven.
Hello. My name is Brad. I'm a customer that comes in there. I was in there yesterday around lunchtime. I went inside the beer cooler, and I just kind of hung out for about an hour. And I think I left something behind. Have you had anything turned in?
No, we have not.
Okay.
And we don't have a beer cooler.
Well, you know, the cooler that you walk into, the freezer thing with all the beer and the milk and stuff in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you were back there.
Well, it was really busy and nobody noticed when I just walked back there. And so I went in there and hung out for a while and listened to my Discman and stuff. But I think I left something behind.
Okay. I will let the manager know that.
Okay. Well, has any CDs been turned in?
Not that I know of.
It was a Sting CD.
I don't know, hon. I'm with the customer just a minute.
Is the manager there? Boop, boop, beep, boop. She just said I have her messed up. I don't know if you guys can hear that. She just said it again. I feel so neglected. Come on, lady.
Are you still there, sir?
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office this time. The other guy has hung up, and now it's a new person.
Do what?
I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm calling you to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Oh, yes, there is. Hold on.
Okay.
Hang up on me? Yeah, she hung up on me. I don't know why. I think it was an accident because she totally believed me. I mean, how could she not believe that? But I think she was... I just had her so messed up, she said. She forgot how to use a phone.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Brad. I'm a customer that comes in there.
Okay.
And I was there yesterday, and I was hanging out inside the beer cooler for like an hour, and I think I left something behind. Have you had anything turned into the lost and found?
No, we have not.
Oh, it was a CD. It was a Sting CD.
Yeah, you had just talked to me.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just really high right now.
You're okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Shit. All right, that's it. I'm going back to doing the roof stuff. I'm going to go on the roof.
Someone can help you.
Hello, this is Brad. I'm a customer that comes in there occasionally, and I was in there yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was hanging out in the beer cooler around lunchtime. I just went in there and just hung out for about an hour during the lunch rush. And I think I left something behind. Has anything been turned in?
Oh, what do you left over there?
I left my marijuana pipe in the beer cooler by mistake.
Let me check, okay?
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't see nothing here.
No marijuana pipe?
Huh?
No marijuana pipe?
Oh, no, I can't see nothing here.
Oh, I set it on top of my Sting CD. Is there a Sting CD in there?
Sting CD?
A CD, a compact disc. I was listening to my Discman, you know? You know those Discmans that everyone has?
And what area are you hanging out by the beer cases, right, you said?
I was in the beer cooler for about an hour. I was just hanging out in there, just playing on my phone and stuff. While listening to my Discman, because that makes sense.
I'm sorry?
While listening to my Discman.
You work on 7-Eleven?
Oh, no, I don't work there. I'm just a customer. I went in there, and I just went in the cooler, and I was smoking marijuana inside the cooler.
Our cooler? My cooler?
Yeah, your cooler. Well, I don't know if it's your cooler, but yeah, in that store, yes.
So why you went inside?
Oh, I just wanted to hang out, because nobody noticed me, because it was so busy. So I went in the cooler to smoke marijuana, because I didn't have anywhere else to smoke. It's illegal to smoke outside, you know? I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have smoked inside here, too, in a store, you know that?
Well, I was inside the cooler. I was, like, hotboxing inside the cooler.
I didn't see nothing, so you're calling the wrong store, sir.
Oh, no, it was definitely that store. I that's the only one I come to. They're on Douglas,
okay,
Douglas Road.
Okay, why don't you come here? Let me call the cop, and you both go in my cooler and look, okay?
Oh, no, no, that would not be a good idea, because the cops, they'd probably arrest me. So I don't want to do that.
Okay. So whatever stuff you did it for us, you did the wrong stuff.
Well, no,
you
I
cannot
just,
go without our permission and go cooler inside.
But I just want my CD back. Did you find my CD and you're just keeping it for yourself?
I didn't find nothing, sir.
Okay, but, I mean, what are you going to do with my CD now that you found it?
I didn't see your CD. You want me to call the cop and give you your number now?
No, no, I please don't do that.
Okay,
I just
then don't bother me, okay? If you want your CD, I'll call the cop here and then I'll let you go in.
No, you shouldn't keep my CD just because you don't like me. Come on. Holy shit, that lady's kind of testy. What'd I ever do to her? Jeez.
Frank's 11, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Brad. I'm a customer that comes in there sometimes.
Okay.
And I was in there yesterday around the lunch rush, and I was just hanging out inside the beer cooler for about an hour. And I left something behind. I was wondering if anything had been turned in.
What was it?
It was a CD by Sting.
Let me take a look through the drawers, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
1 second.
All right.
I don't have anything in our drawers, and the manager was just in here not too long ago talking to a different customer and said she doesn't have anything in hers in the back, so it doesn't look like we have anything.
Oh, okay. And was there anything else turned in besides the CD? Because I lost a couple things.
I mean, we have some phones and some walls we've had for a while.
What kind of phones?
You're missing a phone?
Oh, maybe. It depends on what kind of phone's in there.
I'm not supposed to just say that kind of stuff because anyone could just be like, oh, yeah, that is mine, you know?
Interesting.
I'd have to get the information from you first.
Okay.
Or, I mean, you could just come in and talk to the manager, I guess, because she can do all that.
Okay, yeah. I'm much better at fooling people in person, so I'll try that then.
Okay.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. I wonder how many phones they have in their lost and found. They must have a lot of phone losers that come into that store. Get it? Phone losers. But this gives me a good idea on a nice little scam I can pull. The guy said they had wallets and phones.
Hello, 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, do you have anything in your lost and found currently, like any cell phones or wallets or anything like that?
Do we have any wallets or
cell phones?
I know of.
Ah.
What are you looking for?
Oh, well, you know, my kid just, they broke their cell phone, so I thought I'd see if there's any in the lost and found, and I could just kind of sneak them out of there.
Yeah, usually we get it reunited
with
the owner, but I don't have any at this time.
Okay, well, I'll try the one down the street then.
Okie doke.
Thanks. Bye.
Sure, bye.
Fuck.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to find out if you had any, do you have any items in Lost and Found still, like any cell phones or anything like that?
Do we have a Lost and Found?
Yeah, you know, like a drawer that you put things in.
Well, I've got like a change person here.
Ooh, is there any money in it?
Yeah, there's some change in it.
Oh, how much? Like under $1 or?
Let me see here.
But there's no phones?
No, there's no phone.
Ah, that's what I was really hoping for. Okay.
I've got a checkbook.
Oh.
A credit card.
Oh, wow. Okay. Have you tried the credit card, like, just to see if it works?
No.
Because, you know, you could charge it up really high and you know, just buy some six packs.
Yeah, that's bad karma.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think of that. Never mind, then. All right. Well, I guess that's all I needed, then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yep. Bye.
7-Eleven Jackson Street. This is Connie. Can I help you?
Hey, Connie. This is Steve Dave. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And I was trying to find out if you have anything in the lost and found currently, in the lost and found drawer. Like any cell phones, perhaps?
I'm sorry?
Any cell phones, perhaps?
There's an LG, but it's missing a battery.
Oh, that's okay. We can figure that out. Is it just that one, then?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, does it look new or does it look old?
Oh, no, it's nasty shape.
Nasty what?
In nasty shape, it's all kind of beat up.
Oh, darn it, okay. My son, he broke his phone, so I was hoping to replace it with just a lost customer phone. That's what we usually do.
No, this one's missing the battery, and it looks like it's been run over by a car.
Ah, darn it. Okay. Do you have anything else good in there, like wallets or checkbooks or credit cards? We could just buy the phone, you know?
No.
But what else is in there?
Keys and staples.
Keys. Do the keys have any identifying things on them that, you know, we could figure out where they live?
No.
Because we could open up their car and maybe they keep a phone inside.
You're
their...
just, oh, it's so, so pulling it.
What?
You're so pulling my leg here.
Well, no, I'm serious. My son broke his iPhone, so I just thought I'd try and get a new one without having to pay for it.
And so you're wanting me to tell you if I have keys that have identifying things on it so you can break into someone's house and take it?
No, into their car. I wouldn't break into a house. That's crossing the line.
Into their car.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
Okay, all right. Well, it was worth a shot, I guess. I'll call the other 7-Eleven.
Good luck with that.
Don't call ahead and warn them, please, though, okay? Oh, she hung up. You guys, I think we've stumbled upon a new criminal enterprise here, though. We can just find out what the contents of their lost and found is and then go in there and say, hey, did you find my keys? Did you find my cell phone? I left it behind here, I promise. How else would I know what you have in there?
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hi.
Hi, I was just calling to find out if you have anything in your lost and found currently, like any phones or other high-priced items.
No, just credit cards, really.
Oh, nice. Do they work?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they do.
You should try them out. Like just try and, you know, buy a candy bar or something, see if they work.
Oh, gosh, I can't do that.
Yeah, but
I can't do that.
No, listen, if it works, you can just keep it. I won't tell anyone. I can remote control the security cameras here. I'll put them on pause so they won't record you doing it.
Oh, my gosh. But really, who is this?
But there's no phones in there?
No, there's no phones here.
Oh, darn it. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I was just trying to find a new phone for my son. He lost his.
All right. Well, sorry.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye. Someone needs to get a Sharpie and write 7-Eleven corporate office on their t-shirt and then walk into a 7-Eleven and be like, hey, I'm here to collect the lost and found stuff. Just like we do every week. I'm here for the weekly 7-Eleven lost and found collection. This is totally normal. We do this every week. Haven't you heard? Didn't you get the memo?
You're welcome. 7-Eleven Street. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to find out if you have anything in your lost and found currently, like any phones or anything.
The only thing right now, like, that is, like, in our lost and found is just IDs and credit cards.
Oh, what kind of IDs? Like driver's licenses?
Yeah, there's driver's licenses, dorm cards and stuff like that.
Ah, yeah, and credit cards. You know what? You should just throw all that stuff. You know the penny jar? You know the penny tray?
Yeah.
Yeah, just put it in there and let everyone take it. You know, like, give a penny, take a penny, except it's with ID cards and credit cards and stuff.
Okay.
So if anyone needs an extra ID, they can just take it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Okay, yeah, that's all I'm calling for. Just make sure you do that.
Okay.
Just put them in the tray. And make sure everyone sees them. And don't question it. Just let them take them. But you need you need a gold card. Just take it. It's yours.
Okay.
Or a penny, perhaps. Gold card or a penny. Whatever you need. It's in the tray.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
I think he was totally going to do it. He seemed like he was until I just wouldn't shut up. And then I ruined it. Now I think he's suspicious. He's not going to hand out all the credit cards after all.
7-Eleven, I'm reaching for you. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes?
And I was calling to find out if you have anything in the lost and found drawer. Like any expensive phones or jewelry.
What type of...
medications.
You want to know in general anything? Or
yeah, yeah. Or do you have phones? That's the most important part.
Okay, let me look around for you.
Okay.
Any phone in particular?
No, the nicest one.
The nicest phone?
Are there a lot of them?
There's no phones.
Oh, man. I bet you the night shift employee, he's taken them again. We've always had this problem with him.
Wait, this is corporate?
Yeah.
And you guys just collect the phones?
Well, no, it's just the problem is that my son, he lost his phone, so I was just going to come in and get a replacement phone. Just sneak one out of there, you know?
You were going to take a phone out of the lost and found.
Yeah. I mean, it's lost, so it's not like anyone needs it. It's lost.
I got you. I don't know. We don't have no phones.
I think it's okay. There, okay, well, I'll call the other 7-Eleven then.
And plus, we wouldn't just give away a lost and phone to anyone else.
Well, no, I'm with the corporate office, so I would just flash my ID and be like, hand it over, motherfucker. That's what I'd say.
You're so full of it. All right, I'll talk to you.
That's the second person that's told me that today. I don't know why.
Maybe you check your system or anything. Make sure you're not full.
Okay, all right, yeah. Whatever you mumbled, I agree.
You take it easy, buddy.
You too. Bye. Don't be... Damn it, you guys. I should have just got my phone from that first store.
Hello, 7-Eleven. You are Keith.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hi.
Hi, I was just calling to find out if you have anything in your lost and found drawer currently. Like in any phones, perhaps?
We don't have any phones. We have credit cards, though, but those are like months old.
Oh, how many credit cards? Have you tried them yet?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Also, incidentally, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay, it's just a quick survey.
She actually doesn't have time for that, and she actually just left.
Oh, darn it. Oh, is there another one then?
Nope.
Oh, no. Nobody's coming in?
Nope, nobody coming in.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I'll try to prank call another store then.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. No problem at all.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm getting bored with this whole inventory and their lost and found thing now, especially since there's no cell phones in them ever. So, I don't know, let's just move on to a few customer surveys or something. I don't know how this entire show turned into a 7-Eleven show. I wasn't planning on doing this.
7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? For a quick survey?
Hang on just a second.
Okay.
You need a what now?
Oh, it's
a
just
customer?
For... Yeah, it's just a customer survey. We just do a quick survey with them and they get a free drink.
Okay. Yeah, give me just a second.
Okay.
Mom.
This is Sarah. Can I help you?
Oh, hey, Sarah. Is this a customer or an employee?
I'm an employee.
Oh, okay. She's helping me already. She's just getting a customer for me for the survey.
Oh, you need to speak to a customer?
Yeah, it's for the weekly customer survey. We just do a quick survey with them, and they get a free drink.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is 7-Eleven, and they do a weekly customer survey with a customer, and you get a free drink.
Andy? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if she understood me correctly. Actually, the problem is that we don't have any males working there today, and we need someone to change a light bulb. Can you run in the back real quick and grab the ladder?
No, I don't work here, so I can't really do that.
Well, I know you're a customer. We just you just need to pitch in, kind of pull your own weight around here.
In the back, and there's just so many women here.
Hello?
Hello?
Did she just call me a fucking idiot? That was not nice at all. Can't believe that.
7-Eleven.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, just for a second. On two? Okay. I've never heard of this being done.
Oh, yeah, we do it at least once.
I'm here every week, so...
Yeah, well, maybe we did it on a different shift.
Oh. Okay, yeah, sure, hold on.
Okay.
This is corporate, and they're coming to do it. They want to talk to one of the customers for a survey. I don't know if this is a prank call or not, but just be polite and...
Hello?
Oh, hello, is this a customer?
Yes.
Okay, I think she may have misunderstood me. The problem actually is that we have one of the lights is out, one of the fluorescents up in the ceiling. We just need a man to climb up there and fix it real quick. Could you go get the ladder from the back room?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just walk into the back room. There's a ladder back there that right. Should reach the ceiling.
It says walk in the back room, get a ladder.
Hello?
Hello. Hello?
So, are you done with your survey, sir?
Oh, well, no. He just needs to change a light bulb first for you. He's going to get the ladder.
No, what I'm going to do is go ahead and take this number, and I'm going to report it to the police and corporate, because there was no way corporate would have a customer go change a light bulb.
Well, no.
They pay people to come out and do that.
Oh, no. We're just trying to save money, so we don't have to pay people to do it. We just get
the
customers.
Yeah, and you know how also you could save money? Because you're such a complete douche, you can go home and douche your mama, okay? Have a good night.
Oh, my God. Did she just say that in front of a customer? Holy crap.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I'm calling about your candy chocolate show when you called the Radio Shack lady. Yep. I just wanted to let you know, you did call the right Radio Shack. However, the Satanist appears to no longer... work there.
Oh, I don't know. They replaced her with a really friendly girl that thinks everything's funny.
Prayers that drove her away or just her own selfish greed. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Cactus.
She probably filed a lawsuit against Radio Shack for making her pray on the phone with her, and she quit her job because she got all of her lawsuit money. So good for her for getting out of that place.
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey.
A.K.A. the naughty guy. A.K.A. Eric Curtis.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He's stalking you on as many forms of social media as
I can. All right, get on with it. Jeez.
Anyways, just saying I'm here at home cleaning up my room.
That's nice, honey.
And listening to the show. Wanted to tell you, you're doing a good job.
Thanks.
Keep it up. I love you.
You, gross.
I'm always thinking about you. I just want to make sure you
Weird.
Know how special you are to me, Brad.
Okay, Uncle Scott.
I just don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have you in my life. I love you.
Thanks, Redbeard.
Keep it up, Cactus.
And now is as good a time as any to announce that this is actually the last show of the Snowplow Show. I'm not doing shows anymore. I'm retiring. Sorry, Redbeard.
Hey, Roy. This is Nat from Colorado. I just wanted to say how much I love and appreciate the Snowplow Show. I think you do an awesome job with the prank calls.
Thanks.
I love everything you do with the card game calls or... by far the best. Just a few questions for you real quick. What was the name of the episode in which you called a lady by the name of Miss Cotton? I don't know if I have this right, but you called this lady and she, like, I don't know if she had a heart attack or something.
Died.
And she just hung up the phone. It sounded like she had a heart attack.
I think she fell out of bed.
And you were just like, whoa, I think I just killed someone, you guys. I think someone just had a heart attack.
Yep.
I can't remember which episode it was, but...
Me either. I think somebody else asked this recently, and I didn't know, and I said someone should post it in the comments. So if nobody's done that yet, then you should do that. Post it in the comments. Tell Matt where that episode is located, because I don't remember.
Or maybe if you remember the name of the episode, I really appreciate it.
Or here's a crazy idea. You should go to phonelosers.com, and there's a search box up there, and just type the word cotton into it. I'm sure I've talked about her in a few shows, you know, since that episode, but if you scroll back a few pages, you should find the original one that it's in, because I probably mentioned her, you know, gave her a rest in peace, Mrs. Cotton, or whatever.
Thanks for the great show. Love it. Bye.
You're welcome, and that was not a few questions. That was one single question. Not that I'm complaining, but you said you had a few questions for me, so I feel very misled.
Hey, Brad, it's Chaz. Just wanted to say you're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work. And look forward to hearing every single one of your shows. Thank you so much for brightening my day. Have a great one.
Wow, all the voicemails are nice today. You guys aren't yelling at me or complaining about things. This is awesome.
Hey, Brad. This is Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Your biggest fan.
Oh, great.
Well, I just wanted to let you know, apparently bicycle seat sniffing is rampant in the UK.
Did you get arrested?
I believe they call it snurfing. I've only been caught a couple times.
Yeah.
But just thought you
Did the guy come out and beat you up when he saw you sniffing his seat?
No. Maybe added in on a phone call once or twice. Thanks a lot.
Okay. I'll try and get some snurfing in on my phone calls if I can work that in somehow.
Are you ready to be impressed?
All okay.
Right, fine. Cactus. CACKOTUIGNS. Cactus. Thank you.
Okay, makes sense to me. I'm pretty sure a terrorist just sent out a message, probably telling the others when to attack.
Hey, Roy, it's Kaori.
Hey.
I called in a while ago asking about one of your intro shows. You told me about Shifty Pop. It was awesome.
Yup.
A couple things. I was wondering if at some point you could do a email segment on the show, and like along with the voicemails.
What a good idea.
Instead of the voicemails. And also call somebody a big stupid. Haven't heard you do that in a while. Alright.
Okay. Bye. I'll try to call someone a big stupid. And I do have a folder on my Gmail account that says, emails to read on the air or whatever. But I just always forget to do them. I need to write myself a note and remember to do that because I'm a little behind on them. Like, there's this one from Nikki D, you know, the guy from the Blockbuster incident. And he says, hey Brad, thanks for doing my Facebook mob. I have an update for you. So today was the day of the event. And at the event, the staff made announcements about every 10 minutes. And they were apologizing for the hacked Facebook comment issue. And that the head of marketing for the light company is investigating the incident. So you better hide because they are going to find you. Bye, honey baby, your buddy Nikki D. P.S. Cactus Cactus. And that email, I have no idea what Facebook Mobby's talking about because that's from July 2nd of 2016. So yeah, you're right. I should do the emails that I have sitting in here. You know, read a few emails on the air every once in a while. I'll try to do that more often. I would do some more now, but I just don't want to. I want to listen to these voicemails and get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Brad. It's Kyle from Minnesota.
Hey, Kyle.
I'm just calling in. I'm glad to hear that you got my copy of Mein Kampf that you wanted, but the main part of this message is to call out Kyle from Florida who keeps calling in and thinking that he fucking runs this place, but there's only room for one Kyle in this podcast, so I'm gonna need him to get the fuck off.
Get off our turf,
podcast,
Kyle.
I don't know, but
this is like the whole Adam Goldberg situation in The Goldbergs.
Time for you to
get
the
senior.
Just hang up the phone. Hang up your podcast.
All right, bye. Thanks for the voicemail, which goes on for another 10 seconds or so.
Hey, Roy.
No idea what he says.
I was just going to tell you I have an idea. You can call people and, like, say you're the next door neighbor.
Holy shit. Best idea ever.
It's like a house that has two stories and say, all you hear all night is them banging in their bedroom. Tell them they will not shut the fuck up. Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You just wait on the next show. The whole show is going to be nothing but that.
I have nothing incredibly awesome to fucking say. But I do got to say I'm sick of this fucking website going on. I know when I get on, I'm a little fucking high, but...
Sounds like it.
I know, I can operate fucking Pornhub. I know I can operate PLA sites.
It's all that matters.
So, you guys are fucking up.
Sorry.
Fix your shit.
Sorry. I'll fix whatever it is you're talking about as soon as I finish up this show.
Hey, Brad. This is B-Prime. I don't have anything incredibly fucking awesome to say, but I was just wondering if you've ever considered streaming on Twitch again. And if you are, I'll definitely give you a follow.
Okay.
Have a good night. Cactus.
Isn't Twitch cracking down on non-gaming streams? or are they okay with that now? Someone told me that they didn't like non-gaming streams, but I thought they were trying to expand. I don't know. I'll get on there eventually, though. My plan is just to stream on random services, like every single time that I go on the air, just to keep you guys on your toes. Nobody will ever know where to find my shows at. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, Brad. This is the douche from St. Louis. That's 1D2OSH.
Thank you.
I've been listening to your older shows. I'm a huge fan. I was just calling to let you know you can add another list, or another word to the list of things that you can't pronounce. It was from the Rotary Club episode. The word was metallurgic, and you said, like, I don't know, you said something way different. But, yeah, you might have a little dyslexia, buddy. Love the show.
Maybe.
Love you. See you later, Smookum.
What'd you say, metallurgic? Hold on, let me go back to that.
And you said the word was metallurgic. And you, the word was metallurgic. The word was metallurgic.
Metallurgic.
And you said, like, I don't know, you said something way different.
Huh. I don't even know what that word is. So how can I pronounce a word that I don't even know? You people and your fancy college words. I'm sure someone on the wiki page will point it out, though, now that you've brought it up. So thanks for that. If anyone wants to know what he's talking about, just go to phonelosers.com/wiki.
Holy shit, dear Brad. What was that last phone call that I made? I don't know.
Me either.
Well, I guess it's party time.
Nice try, though. You know, trying to get me to play two of your voicemails on the air by leaving one after the other and then referencing one in the other one. But I'm on to your tricks. I'm not going to play the other one.
All the time. Drink till you get bubbles in your spine. Matt Hillock's on Skype making friends, calling people up and bothering them.
Yep.
Did I just faux pas the snowplow show?
Damn you.
Love you much. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Corbin guy. Glad to hear you're still out of the woods.
Brad, my grandma died. Can you give me a shout-out?
Okay.
Shout-out to you. Appreciate you, Brad. All you do, you make me laugh all the time.
Thanks. Sorry to hear about your grandma, and I would have given you a shout-out even if she hadn't died. But you didn't tell me who you were, so I can't exactly do a shout-out. So it's your fault that you don't get a proper shout-out. So I think it's time to move on to the live show, which happened yesterday. I went on Facebook live streaming, and, you know, I worked out my audio issues. I went on like 4 times yesterday afternoon and evening, and the first 3 times were a mess, and the audio had issues. You'll notice me referencing that throughout the live show. I think that one only lasted 15 or 20 minutes, and then there was another one that lasted an hour, I think. And it sounds like it started out with me playing a 7-Eleven training video on the air. So let's just fade into that. Here's the live show.
7-Eleven's image is very neutral. Therefore, no facial jewelry is permitted. Except female employees may wear earrings. Dangling earrings may not be
safe. That's sexist.
So if you choose to wear
hell?
Ladies, we suggest you
only
wear studs.
Female employees?
What's the second 7-Eleven step for highly successful
forcing their
employees?
Gender norms on us, motherfuckers.
It's as simple as saying, hello. Greet each and every customer who walks into your store. Just like Mom always told you, look them straight in the eye and smile.
Hi, guys. What? Did you win today?
Many 7-Eleven customers are repeat visitors, Oklahomans from all walks of life. Don't be shy. If you know your customer, greet them by name and offer a friendly word or two. It won't be long before these repeat customers will look forward to seeing your familiar face every time they visit your store. Greeting and focusing your attention on customers isn't only courteous. Making eye contact can help prevent shoplifting. So remember, just say,
hi, welcome to 7-Eleven.
Good morning.
It's just as important to greet customers outside your store.
Welcome and thank you for choosing 7-Eleven.
Many pay at the pump customers won't enter your store, so it's equally important to greet these fuel customers and let them know their business is appreciated. Because nothing angers, annoys, and loses customers faster than being ignored by store employees.
Oh, shit.
Remember that the customer always comes first.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. Please hold.
If there are customers in the store, they should be your first priority. People who call our stores will understand our job is to assist customers in the store first.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
So make a habit of putting your customers first, and they'll keep coming back to 7-Eleven time and time again. Another 7-Eleven step for successful employees is offering additional items that complement the customer's purchase. Just offer the customer additional items that go with what they're already purchasing. 7-Eleven also provides a monthly list of featured product suggestions that you can
offer.
Like
if they're buying a dirty magazine, offer some Kleenex.
Additional items can be a real benefit to the customer. There is
a bottle of wine, buy some condoms.
Which brings us to the next three steps for highly successful employees. But most importantly, always, always.
Thank you for coming. We'll come back now.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ms. Thompson. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Always remember to thank your customer. Make it your goal to let no customer exit your store without being personally thanked. Let them know that you appreciate their business, and they'll be back.
So let's review. Successful habit number one, always wear the proper uniform.
I think I got this.
Number two, greet each and every one of your customers. Number three.
7-Eleven, can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? And they get just a quick survey and they get a free drink?
Hang on 1 second.
Okay. This is like in that training video when that guy got ignored.
Greet your gasoline customers by welcoming them over the intercom. Number four, give customers your full and complete attention.
See? See?
Number five, offer the customer additional items for purchase. Numbers six and seven, always offer a printed receipt and total and count back the customer's change.
They want to do a survey.
What happened?
You do a survey and you get a free fountain drink.
Hello.
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I don't think she understood. The problem is that actually we have one of the fluorescent lights is out up there in the ceiling. We just need a man to change it for them. Could you run in the back real quick and just grab the ladder?
Okay, grab a ladder. Fluorescent light where?
We're just going to have you change out a few fluorescent light bulbs. You're not afraid of heights, are you?
No.
Okay, great. Just go to the back and look for a really tall ladder.
Okay, where's light bulbs going to be at?
Look up, like they're in the store, just look up, like the ones that are out, the fluorescents.
Inside the store?
Yeah, we're gonna have you change just, five or six of those. It'll just take a minute.
There ain't no lights out here.
Oh, no, you just don't get it, you know, like, they don't have to be off for them to be out, you know? You gotta know what to look for. Sometimes they're just blinking a little bit. They're, like, flickering.
They all look okay, man.
Well, we don't want to give anyone seizures, okay? Are you a doctor? I didn't think so. We just needed to go back
look,
and get...
Who you work for?
I'm with 7-Eleven, with the corporate office.
Okay, what you want me to do is weird, because there's nothing wrong with the fluorescent lights. I am a customer.
I know you're a customer, and we need a customer. You need to start pulling your own weight in there. We just need you to help out a little bit, you know? Come on.
All right, have a nice day.
Hey, you want to get kicked out permanently?
Talk about pull your own weight. You kiss my ass. Pull your own weight. You know what he want me to do? Y'all don't know, do you? No. It's not a survey. You want me to go in your storage room, get a tall ass ladder, and change six light bulbs. That's what I said. For the rest of life. What the hell? I am a customer.
Oh, I thought she was going to talk to me some more. Holy shit, that guy.
Number eight, when customers purchase multiple or larger items, offer to bag their merchandise. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, always remember to thank your customers. Our customers have lots of choices. We have hundreds of competitors for their business. Our customers choose 7-Eleven because they like us. They like the people they see in our stores, and they like the way they're treated.
All right, let me find another 7-Eleven. So you guys, I'm just kind of testing out live stream today. And I don't know, just thought I'd give it a try. From my cell phone, I've done the live stream thing before from the thing on the computer, just never from the cell phone. This is pretty crazy, isn't it? See if we can get another customer on the phone. Man, that guy was pissed. Oh, but we have a call coming in, you guys. Let's see if this thing will work properly. Hello? Situation room?
Yeah, I just got a call from this number.
Oh, did you? What did they say?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, somebody said something about my roof, and then we got cut off.
No, that wasn't me. You must have the wrong number. Learn how to use a caller ID display, stupid.
What's that?
You heard me.
No, this number that I'm calling right now is the number that called me.
This ain't no roofing company. What are you talking about?
Well, I know I got a call from this number.
Oh, hey. No, it's not a prank. I wouldn't prank. I'm old. Hey, do I sound okay? It doesn't sound muffled or staticky or anything like that?
Your voice is really, really quiet.
Fuck. All right. Well, you know, I'm still working on audio stuff here. It's all the FBI's fault, you know.
Did you get everything back from the FBI raid? Or
no, not yet.
Still replacing stuff?
Still replacing. They're going to give it back soon, though. They promise. They swear. So we'll see. Hello? 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 Oh, I can't echo. Oh, wait, yeah, I can. Hello? No, it doesn't work. Well, that guy disappeared, I think. I think he wasn't really a prank call victim. How'd he get my private number? It's my secret number. I'm not supposed to give it out to anyone. I don't know how he could have gotten it. It's weird.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
just a quick survey, and they get a free drink.
You want to do a quick survey and get a free drink? Yeah, for corporate? Nope,
I do not have. I only have one customer. No.
Oh, tell him if he doesn't do the survey, he can just, you know, go to the competition. Go to Walmart or something.
How do you know how long the survey takes?
Just like a minute, that's all. Or you
just
know,
like a minute.
Yeah, less than
just
a minute.
Like a minute. All right, here.
Hello.
Hey, it's Brad. I'm a customer that comes in there a lot. I'm not really with the corporate office. I was just fooling that girl.
Okay.
I was on the roof yesterday, and I think I left a CD up on the roof. Do you think you could climb up there real quick and just check? I think I left it on the air conditioning unit.
I kind of think that's beyond my pay grade, don't you think?
Well, no,
I'm a customer myself.
Well, you wouldn't be getting paid. You're just helping out a fellow human being, so don't be so fucking greedy, okay? I just need you to... All right. There, we have the creepy cave music playing now. That's better. See if Facebook kicks me off for that.
Seven-Eleven, this is Robert. How can I help you?
Hey, Robert. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
And I was just calling to find out if you have a customer in there so we can do the weekly customer survey. They just do a quick survey and they get a free drink from it.
We are actually empty right now.
Oh, balls.
We have a cigarette rep, if that works.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Would you like to do a survey, 7-Eleven survey for a free drink? I gotcha. No problem. Alright, no, he wasn't interested.
Ah, shit.
Sorry.
Shit, you know what? You should get a fountain drink and just walk by him with it and just accidentally spill the drink on him, or at least on his shoes. Cause,
I don't know how well that'll go over with him.
Well, he can't do anything because it's just an accident, you know? And if he's not going to do the surveys, if he's not going to be a team player, then really, fuck that guy.
Yeah. But is there a number we can call once we actually do get a customer in here?
No, it's okay. I'll just call in the night shift. They're generally more gullible.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye. Damn it. So people in the chat room, does the audio sound like garbage? What? Seriously? Wait. You guys can't hear the prank caller? How's that possible? What? I thought I checked it earlier and it worked just fine. That's strange. Are you guys fucking with me? Well, I swear that when I did a minute ago, it was amusing. Oh man, you guys didn't hear the guy freak out. Too bad I didn't record that, you know. Nobody ever gets to hear that one. All right, you guys can't even hear the music. You can't hear anything I've played on the laptop, and it's weird. It doesn't make sense. This is shit, you guys. Fucking shit. Okay, well, I guess this is a failure of a test, and I'm going to end the stream now, because what's the point, you know? Damn it. I don't know how Facebook reacts yet to the whole, you know, copyrighted music thing. I don't know if they're like a bunch of Nazis about it. Like the, you know, the YouTube machines. But hey, everyone. I'm just going to make a few calls here. I'm mainly just trying to test this thing out. Trying to get all the video stuff working again, like the good old days. Got the software all set up. So basically now I can broadcast on YouTube again. I haven't set that up yet. I've just set up the Facebooks. So I did this earlier today, and I don't know, everything sucked. You guys could only hear me.
Hello, 7-Eleven, can I help you?
Hello, this is Paul from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Sorry?
It's Paul. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh. So what kind of help you need?
I need to talk to a customer. It's for the survey.
You want to talk to the customer?
Yes, please. It's for
okay, right now I'm a cashier. Yeah?
Yep, just put a customer on the phone. Tell him it's just for a survey.
Okay, hold on. Okay, you can't talk to one customer.
What? I can't?
Hello,
is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Steve Dave.
Yes, and, I'm Nicole.
Oh, hey, Nicole. He's just having some problems. He needs some help changing a light fixture. Could you just walk into the back room real quick, and we're going to need to find a ladder? Are you afraid of heights?
No.
Okay, perfect. Maybe you can just replace the whole thing then. It's just a couple of fluorescent lights.
You're like every day I live across the street.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right. So I'm looking for a ladder.
Yeah. Or just, I don't know, if you can find a bunch of boxes that can stack all the way up to the ceiling, and you can just kind of climb up those.
Is this like a prank, or are you just...
No. I'm completely serious. I'm calling from the corporate office here in Arizona.
Oh, I found a ladder. We're good.
Okay, great.
Is there like a... Is the light fixture a big issue?
Well, you know, it looks kind of trashy. It looks like it's a hobo convenience store, like a Circle K or something. So we just like to keep all the lights lit up.
Gotcha. And you don't have people that can do that.
Well, we do, but you know, it's easier if we just have a customer do it, and it helps you kind of feel better about being in there all the time, and you know, kind of pulling your own weight.
Oh, please, I protect them against all of the bad people all the time.
Well, yeah, but you don't
There's a lot of rough people that come in here.
You don't do any hard labor, and, you know, if you want...
I do affordable housing for a living. You'd be surprised how much hard labor I do.
Yeah, but not for 7-Eleven, and, you know, we could use...
No, I do it for much more deserving people.
Okay. Wow, you're just full of arguments
what
tonight.
What am I doing with the ladder?
Just pull it out there onto the floor and find a light that doesn't work and climb up there and take it out.
Are you fucking with me right now?
Oh, ma'am, don't curse. This is the corporate office.
I don't care about the corporate office. Where's the light that's out?
Why don't you just maybe look up at the ceiling or something?
I'm looking at the ceiling.
Crazy idea, but the lights are on the ceiling.
I'm looking at the ceiling.
Oh. Well,
which light is out? Which one is not working? I don't see one single one, and they're in a pattern, so it'd be pretty hard to miss.
Did you bring the ladder out into the sales area?
Yes, I brought the ladder up.
Maybe it's just because the cover for it's dirty. Can you just get a rag and maybe clean the
Definitely a prank now. Have a good night.
At what point did you realize? Okay. So the problem with this whole Facebook thing is, where the fuck's the chat room? I mean, I see the comments, but they don't update automatically for me, and that sucks. I don't see a scrolling chat room. Let me look at it a different way. Hey, what the hell? There we go. Oh, okay, there it goes. Now it's scrolling. It's crazy. The scrolling that's happening. Holy shit! Things are working. I can see the chat room. You guys can hear me this time. This is amazing. It's like we're living in the future. And now nobody's answering. God damn it. It's almost as if it's the evening and they're really busy over there. Hello, is this 7-Eleven?
Yes.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Huh?
It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm super, but I don't have time for small talk. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
No.
There's no customers in there right now?
Yeah, wait. Yeah, what? One guy's coming.
Okay, quick, put him on the phone. Hurry.
Okay. Do you want to talk to him? He's the customer service at 7-Eleven.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Say no.
Oh, no, tell him he has no choice. Tell him to get on the phone or get out of the store.
That was old wing. I don't have choice.
Tell him he's banned from the store forever.
He asked you about stores, our store, like that question.
The what?
He asked you about our store.
The other store?
No, our store.
Hello?
Hey, I lied to her. My name's Brad. I'm a customer. I'm just a customer at the store. But, hey, I was out behind the store smoking some crack earlier, and I think I left my pipe back there. Can you go check real quick and just see if anyone stole it?
You gotta ask customer service.
Customer service? No, I'm asking you, because she won't do it. So can you just...
Hello?
Oh, hey, can you put him back on the phone real quick?
No, one second.
He asked me about crack.
I think I can probably hang up on this one. She's probably going to make me wait forever, and then she's just going to hang up the phone on me.
Hello, sir?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. Who's this?
What do you need, sir?
I wanted to talk to a customer. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Excuse me?
I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. Can I talk to a customer, please?
Yeah, I'm a customer, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, you're a customer or you're an employee?
Customer.
And how long have you been employed at 7-Eleven?
Huh?
How long have you worked for 7-Eleven?
Me?
Yes.
I don't understand. What is your the purpose for calling, sir?
I'm just calling because, I'm bored. Need something to do. I don't have anyone to talk to. I'm really lonely. I was hoping...
I don't understand.
I know.
You have important something. Can you call tomorrow morning? So, store manager will be here.
What time will the manager be there?
After 9 o'clock.
After 9 o'clock? How would you know that if you're just a customer?
Eh?
How would you know that?
Actually, I'm not a customer. I'm the employee. But he told me to talk with you. That's why.
I can't believe you lied to me. I asked you if you're a customer and you said yes.
No, this is what I don't know. You know, so many different kind of customers they call and different kind of questions they ask. That's why she was confused. That's why she told me to, tell me customer.
To pretend you're a customer.
Yeah.
You shouldn't lie to people. You shouldn't lie. It's not good to lie. I would never lie because I'm a Christian.
I know. I'm sorry for that.
It's okay.
For that. But you know what? Sometimes there's some customer, proudly they call us and bother us, especially for the ladies. That's why.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, it makes sense then. I approve of your lying. It's okay. I forgive you.
I'm sorry for that.
No, no, don't be sorry. It's okay.
First of all, you know, people bother the, you know, ladies.
Yeah, I hate. Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want them to bother the ladies.
Yeah, for this reason, sir. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. It's okay. You know what? I actually lie all the time. I lie all day and night. I lie about everything, about stuff that doesn't even matter. I just lie constantly.
Yeah, I'm Muslim, sir. I'm Muslim. My name is Muhammad. Yeah, I never really like to tell a lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I do. I love lying. I lie all the time.
No, so, yeah. I'm sorry for that.
Well, no, don't be sorry. It's okay. Okay, I'm going to go because you're making me feel bad.
Okay, so how can I help you?
I'm going to call back on Monday. Manager Monday.
Manager, yeah, he will be Monday too, yeah. But
9
if you call after 9 o'clock, it will be fine, sir. Because early morning, we are very busy, so he don't pick up the phone and he don't talk to anyone.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. I love you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Goodbye.
You have a good night, sir.
Do you love me, too?
Bye-bye.
Bye. I wish the chat room was bigger. Can I pop the chat room out? It's just this tiny little window. I don't like it. How else can I do this? Oh, I can make it full screen. What's that do? Now the chat room's gone. This is bullshit. Why didn't they think of this?
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Not at the moment right now. And honestly, they just told me that I'm not actually allowed to be doing these things. So if you want to call tomorrow, maybe during the day.
Oh, well, who told you that?
My boss. So just go ahead and call tomorrow during the day.
But I'm your boss's boss, so I have authority over him. So
call when he's here, though, because I can't do anything about it. I'm just following the rules here.
Yeah, but I make the rules. I make the boss's rules. I make all the rules.
Okay, well, then you talk to him tomorrow morning. Bye.
Well, I don't want to. They're getting them trained good now. I wonder how many memos I've caused to happen at 7-Eleven.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Sandra. How can I help you?
Hey, Sandra. It's Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hello.
And hello, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No. Literally everyone just walked out.
Fucking shit. Okay, oh well.
Wow, language. I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
Oh yeah, no, it's okay. It's it just slipped.
I get trouble if I say stuff like that.
Oh, well, no, you know what? You can talk like that all you want, and if your boss says anything, just tell him I said it's okay. Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Okay, I'll let her know.
yeah, just tear into the customers. In fact, the next one that comes in, can you just stay on the phone with me and just tear into him? Like, curse at him a bunch?
You're hilarious.
No, I'm with the corporate office, and it's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay.
I believe that.
Okay, you're not buying it. Oh well. Thanks anyway.
It's all good. Thank you.
Bye. All right. I'm just going to get frustrated and quit the stream. This is bullshit. Nobody's falling for anything. Justin wants a Sensei Doug call. Okay. I'll be Sensei Doug. Sensei fucking Doug.
Thanks for calling 7-Eleven.
Hello, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer that comes in there a lot.
Okay.
And I was in there earlier today during the lunch rush, and I was just hanging out in the cooler. I went in the cooler because nobody noticed. And I think I left something behind. Have you had anything turned in to the lost and found?
No, nothing's been... I was just wondering why you went into the cooler.
Oh, I don't know, because it's nice and quiet and
That's a no-go, bud.
What do you mean a no-go?
You can't go into the cooler.
Oh, no, I do it just occasionally when I come in during the lunch rush and they're really busy and nobody's...
It's not a...
No, I go in there and I just listen to my Discman and I smoke and stuff and it doesn't bother anyone.
No, you don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't?
You definitely don't smoke in there.
Well, okay, look, this doesn't need to be turned into a big thing. I just wanted to find out if anything had been turned into the lost and found.
No, absolutely not.
Did you even check?
Honestly, we don't even have a lost and found.
Well, you have a drawer. Look in the drawer, stupid.
Excuse me?
The drawer. The drawer is the lost and found. You know where people, where you have credit cards and IDs and stuff that people leave behind?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called a lost and found.
What are you looking for specifically?
My weed pipe.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay, what about
There's
a CD?
No weed pipe here.
There was also
All
a CD.
Well, have a nice day, sir.
I'm out of 7-Elevens again in this area. I have to quit the show. I had this one guy get really pissed off about the light bulb thing earlier, and I was doing the streaming thing, and it didn't work. Like, you guys didn't get to hear it, only I got to hear it. So, sucks to be you guys. It was hilarious.
We're calling 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer that comes in there.
Uh-huh.
And last night I was there and I went up on the roof for a few hours, and I left a CD up there by mistake. Has anything been turned in?
Up on the roof?
Yeah, I was hanging out on the roof last night.
Okay, did you go through the store or on the outside?
Oh, no, I went up the back. You know, I just scaled the back of the building. I stacked some stuff up, and I pushed the dumpster up against the wall and just climbed up there.
No.
What do you mean, no? I'm sorry, what?
Nothing's been turned in.
Oh, did you look in the lost and found?
I'm sorry?
Did you look in the lost and found?
I'm sorry, there is not a lost and found.
Well, is there a lost and found drawer?
And it's not appropriate to be on the roof at all.
Oh, no, I go up there all the time. I just like to, you know, go up there to just kind of get away. I don't like people looking at me a lot. And
I understand that, but you have to, like, go to the sundial or somewhere else for that. You can't do that at the 7-Eleven building.
Where should I go instead?
Like the Sundial Bridge?
Oh, no. I just like going, because there's people there. I like going on the 7-Eleven roof because nobody's up there. I just go up there and listen to my Discman.
That's not appropriate. You can't be going up on top
of
the roof.
But, you know, after a few joints, your worries about that sort of thing just kind of all melt away, and I just hang out up there and enjoy the stars.
Okay. I have to get back to work. Have a good day.
Is it busy tonight?
Yes.
Oh, can I come over tonight and go up on the roof?
No, you may not.
Okay, well, I need to at least go up there and see if my CD's up there, because I left my Sting CD behind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not appropriate to be going up on the roof, and you know that.
Can you go up on the roof just real quick and check and see if it's up there? I left it on an air conditioning unit. Have I called 11 of these yet? That was the deal. I was going to call approximately 11. Josh wants me to say that the ham in the candy section got me sick. Do they even sell ham there? Like lunch meat or what? Or something? Hello, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer there. I was there earlier today.
Okay.
And I bought some of the lunch meat from the candy aisle.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, it made me sick.
Candy?
Yeah, no, it's not candy. It was lunch meat. It was ham. It was in the candy aisle, though. It was hanging up next to the, you know, all the hanging candies.
Oh, yeah.
The lemon heads and stuff. There was some lunch meat hanging up there. I thought it was like a new kind of lunch meat that you didn't have to refrigerate.
Can you bring here?
No, I ate it all.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Okay, that's all I wanted, just an apology. Thank you.
Sure, thanks.
All right, bye. Sorry, Josh, I didn't know where to go with that. That was fun, though, I guess. Whatever.
7-Eleven, can I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer, and I have a question.
Sure. What kind of question?
I was there last night, hanging out on the roof for a few hours there at your 7-Eleven, and I think I left a CD on the roof. Has anyone turned that in?
On the roof of the Redbox? Where at?
Oh, no, on the roof of the store. I was up there on the roof about 2 or 3 in the morning.
I'm not sure. Is it still on the roof?
I don't know, maybe. Have you been up there? Have you seen?
Oh, we haven't been up there yet, so.
Can you go check real quick?
Just give me a second.
Okay.
Because I have a few customers here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, can you just tell them to hold on?
Customer. I mean, the guy, you know. Can you leave me your phone number?
Oh, well, are you
back.
Are you going up on the roof to check?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay.
You remember the guy who fixed the roof?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hey, I'm a customer. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Good.
No, I said, who are you? Like, why are you on the phone?
My name's Raj. Who's speaking?
Hey, Raj, this is Sensei Doug.
Huh?
This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer? Uh-huh. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, I'm the store manager at the store.
Oh, okay, I just need to talk to a customer for the weekly customer survey.
Uh-huh.
Could I talk to a customer, please?
I'm your customer. I'm the store manager here.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're the manager. Okay, could I talk to a customer, please?
Customer?
Yeah, I just need to talk to a customer. It's for a survey.
You need to talk with the customer?
Yes. Please put me on the phone with the customer. Say, excuse me, customer, will you please talk on the phone to this person? He's from the corporate office.
No, he wants to talk with the customer. He's going to talk with the customer.
No,
tell him. No, no. I can help you here, please. There you go.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, are you the guy who fixed the roof?
Oh, no, I didn't fix the roof. I'm just a customer. I just come there at night sometimes and hang out on your roof for hours at a time. Like in the middle of the night. And I left my CD up there last night.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You're not sure about what?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Well, there was a person who came in and fixed the roof already, so I'm not sure if it's still there.
Oh, do you think he stole my CD?
What happened? I'm not sure.
Because I was up there with my disc man, and I left my Sting CD, I think, up there.
When was it? Were you here? Yesterday?
Yeah, last night, about 3 in the morning.
I'm not sure. Because it's been all day.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll just come back tonight and sneak up on the roof and look around and see if it's there.
Yeah, and also you cannot be up on a roof because you could be arrested.
Oh, no, I'm very careful. I don't, like, you know, stand up or anything. I just lay down on the roof and look up at the stars for hours at a time. And listen to my disc man and smoke a little bit of weed. And it doesn't bother anyone, and nobody looks at me. It's awesome.
Okay. All right, then. Okay, bye.
Okay, so I have your permission. Thank you. Oh, that's a good one, Garrett. I need to copy that. Ah, shit. I'm not good at copying. I was about to quit, but now I have to get one to answer just so I can do Garrett's. Ah, Garrett's idea. Hello, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Hello?
Hello.
This is 7-Eleven.
Hello, 7-Eleven?
119.
Hello?
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 Fuck you.
Why did he say fuck you? All I said was hello. I don't get it. I didn't do anything wrong. Get all pissy with me, jeez. Hello, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a local transient homeless person and customer there.
Who?
This is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer. I come in there sometimes. I hang out in front and ask for money from customers.
I don't know, man.
Well, hey, I put some game traps up on the roof. Can you go check them and see if I caught anything?
I don't have any time, buddy. Go outside because I'm busy.
Hey, I'm not your buddy, pal.
But I don't, man. I don't care.
Okay. Hey, I'm actually calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff I said before was untrue. Can you tell that little girl in the background to shut the fuck up? She's being very noisy and disturbing the other people. All right, next. It's probably his kids. Probably bringing his kids to work today.
7-Eleven?
Hello, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer that comes in there sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you could go up on the roof for me and check and see if my traps caught any animals yet.
Hey, just give me a minute. I got a customer, okay?
Okay. Just hurry the fuck up, please.
Yes, sir. Where you said?
I forget where I was even going with anything. what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm Sensei Doug. I'm a customer. And I need you to go up on the roof and see if my traps have caught any animals yet.
Oh, that's, I don't know, man. You're going to talk to my manager tomorrow morning.
No, I need to find out tonight, because I'm a homeless person. I'm a local transient. I hang out in front of your store and ask for change from people.
Huh?
And that's how I eat my dinner. You know, I catch animals on your roof.
On the roof? How are you going to... How are you going to get there on the roof?
Oh, no, I climb up there all the time. I push up the dumpster next to the building, and I just leap up there. I stack up things out of the dumpster, you know, I the cardboard boxes. I make stairs out of them. Anyway, I have some traps up on the roof to catch large animals, like cats and raccoons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And can you check them for me? Because I don't want to come all the way down there if they're not filled.
Okay. So, what do you forgot then?
What?
All the way back there, buddy?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, no, there was a customer, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, yeah, I'm by myself. So.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you just check those traps real quick? I want to see if my dinner has arrived yet.
Okay, in the trash?
No, up on the roof. On top of your store, I put some traps up there for animals.
Okay. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
Just give me a call back 5 minutes, okay? I'm going to double check that.
You're going to go up on the roof and check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just give me 5 minutes, okay? Give me a call back.
Why does it have to take 5 minutes? Why can't you do it quicker? I don't have all day. Yep, totally ruined it. I don't care. I don't think he's going to go up there anyway, you guys. That was Garrett's idea, though. It's the only thing in the chat room I've even paid attention to tonight. I'm going to call like two more and then I quit. Show's over.
11, may I help you?
Hello, this is Sensei Doug. I'm a customer that comes in there sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a transient homeless person, and, you know, I ask for change and stuff in front of the store every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, is there any change in your, you know, the penny trays on the counter right now?
No, not at all.
None? Like, totally empty?
Yeah, it's empty.
What about the other one on the other side?
It's empty, too.
Fuck, okay. Hey, I've got some traps up on the roof to catch animals. That's how I eat. Can you go check them and see if I've caught anything tonight? Because I don't want to come
over.
They're up on the roof, on your roof.
Okay.
Yeah, there might be some live animals up there.
Okay, I'll check.
Okay, I'll hold. He was telling another coworker about it. Let's try right back on that one.
Hello. We are not available now. Please call again.
Damn.
Thank you for your call.
Okay. Let's see. Gotta find some more 7-Elevens. Oh, there's a couple. This should do it. This can be the end. Last city I do. I hope he doesn't step in the bear trap. I should have told him to stay away from that side.
7-Eleven, good evening. How may I help you?
Hello? Is this the 7-Eleven over on River Road?
This the one, 7-Eleven Palisade Drive, close to the park.
Yeah, okay, that's the one. Hey, I'm in a tunnel underneath your store right now. I'm underneath your parking lot.
Thank you. I'm sorry?
I'm underneath your store. I'm in a tunnel underneath your store.
Underneath our store?
Yes, I'm in the basement. Can you hear me? I'm banging on the floor with the broom. Can you hear me by your feet?
Yeah.
Do you hear it underneath the floor? I'm just trying to you know, figure out my exact coordinates.
I'm sorry, I can hear you clear, one.
I know, it's hard to hear me because I'm in the tunnels underneath your store. I'm in the basement of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
There's some caves down here. I discovered an intricate network of tunnels.
Yeah. So what?
And
what,
well, that's as far ahead as I thought on this one. I don't know. Do you know where can you get the key and meet me at the hatch?
The hatch?
The hatch. You know, the locked hatch. It's you know, nearby the store, out and back, where all the transients hang out.
Keyboard. We didn't have any keyboard, that one.
Do you have a crowbar or a, you know,
no,
tire iron?
No, we didn't have.
I accidentally locked the tunnel behind me. What do I do?
No, we don't have also that one.
Okay, I'm just going to have to dig upward. So any second now, I'm going to burst through the floor. Just like in that one movie, you know, Blast from the Past, where he takes the service elevator up and it just crashes through the floor.
Because as far as I know, we didn't have a tunnel here.
I know. I think it's a secret tunnel.
Secret tunnel?
Yeah, it's a secret tunnel. And I don't see why you're being so difficult about this.
Because nobody can go in the tunnel right now because we let up the snow right now.
Well, I'm in the tunnel. I dug through the snow and I got down here.
Sorry about that. We're busy right now.
Well, what does that mean? You're not going to help?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't. Sorry.
Well, look, can you
call 911 if you want
to. Oh, no. No. We're not going
to
do that. No, it's not an emergency. But
you want me to call 911?
Please don't do that. But
for you?
Can you jump up and down a bunch right now so I can figure out where you are?
I cannot do it. We're busy. I'm alone here right now.
Pretty
sorry.
Please.
I cannot leave the store.
Okay. No, I mean, you just jump inside the store. I'm going to figure out where you are in the tunnel. Jump.
I jump already.
I don't hear you. Okay, maybe I'm underneath some other store. I should probably get going
See you.
Before you decide to call the police again. So I don't want that. All right, bye. I forget whose fault that was. Someone told me to be in the tunnels, and that's what happened. I was in the tunnels. Guy doesn't care if some guy dies right beneath his feet. Hello?
Hello, 7-Eleven, how can I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Steve from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with to do a survey with? And they get a free drink.
Free drink?
Yep, for the customer, not for you. You don't get anything. But do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Right now is not available right now. Anybody?
Well, I hear you ringing up someone. I heard the register beep. Don't try.
Yeah, I know. Here, because there is no any customer here now.
Oh, I just heard the door open. Did someone come in?
And now is coming someone.
I heard the beep. Okay, I'll talk to that one, please. Thank you.
You want to talk with them?
Yeah, it's for a survey. It's for I'm with 7-Eleven, corporate office, Manager Monday. And I'm just calling to do the. Huh?
What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Where are you coming from?
From the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Why you want to talk with him?
For a survey. It's the weekly customer survey. It makes total sense when you think about it.
Okay. Can you talk with him?
Yay.
Can you talk with him? Want to talk with you, any customer? Can I help you with something?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the problem. He doesn't know how to change a light bulb, so we're going to need you to help. Can you go in the back room and get a ladder real quick?
Hold on just a second.
Why?
Yes?
Is this the customer still?
Yeah, customer is not the one I talk with you.
Ah, damn it. Okay, is there another one then?
No, another one is not coming here.
Oh, balls. Balls, balls, balls.
Okay, you can call later when he's coming here.
What?
So, you can call it later because nobody is now. Is there one here you don't want to take with you?
Yeah, I don't want to wait around, so okay, I'll call later. Hello? 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 I guess he hung up. All right, this is going to be the last call, you guys. Whether they pick up or not, or whether it sucks or not. Hello.
Excuse me?
Hi.
Hi.
Excuse me, sir?
Hi, who's this?
Excuse me?
Me? What are you saying, excuse me? What? Are you saying excuse me to me?
Oh, excuse me. How much again? Hello, Sabra.
Oh, hello. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, sir.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Do you have a customer? I need to talk to a customer. It's for the survey. Corporate office, Manager Monday, weekly customer survey.
Okay, sir.
Totally legit.
Okay.
Okay, so put the customer on the phone, please.
Okay. Hold on a
second. Okay.
Hold on a second, please. $10. Pump 1, 2.
What's the other side of 3?
3 and I say 4, sir.
4?
Yeah.
And then can I get 2 fives back?
2 fives back.
Yeah. Tell him no. Say no. Say so you get a 10 back. This ain't no bank. Tell him this ain't no bank.
Okay, sir. It's only 10 back, sir.
Oh, could I talk to that? I just need to talk to that customer, please.
Okay.
There's a problem with his cash. It's not going through.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hey, is this a customer?
This is a customer, oh. Yes. What's going on?
Great. This is Steve from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And I just want to say a quick prayer. So if you could bow your head, please.
Okay.
Okay. Are you bowing?
I'm bowing my head.
Okay. Hey, don't make a mockery. This is prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this customer who came in and bought stuff from us. And even though he used the F word and he wants 2 fives, and you know, we're not a fucking bank, that's okay. We appreciate his business and thank you for, you know, bringing him into our store. And please give him a safe ride home to wherever he goes tonight. Or safe ride, you know, out to the out party and I don't know, whatever he's going to do.
Yeah, he's from San Jose. So
hey,
he's
shut the fuck up. Hey. Amen. All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Hey.
He just hung up on me. Didn't hand me over to the cashier or anything. All right. Now's the part of the show where I quit. But I want to see how Facebook reacts to copyrighted music. So I'm going to play a complete song here. But don't worry, I'm going to play really good music. Music that everybody likes and everyone can agree on. So, this is Britney Spears. Thanks for listening, everyone. This song has to be copyrighted because it's on 2 albums. That means it's double copyrighted. Probably going to get kicked off Facebook for sure. Oh crap, I better turn that off before YouTube hears it. So that was the end of the live show from yesterday, and we're back to pre-recorded me. I am just here to remind you to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. And if you missed the live show on Facebook, I'm sorry, it's my fault. I didn't announce it on Twitter because I just kept connecting and disconnecting, you know, trying to work things out and make the whole thing work. I didn't expect to do a full show or anything. It just kind of happened. I'm sorry, honey. You know how it is. One thing just led to another, and the next thing, you know, I'm asking customers to bring ladders out into the sales floor. Don't forget to add PLA on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers if you want to be notified of live shows whenever I forget to announce them on Twitter. And there's also a Twitch for Phone Losers. There's twitch.tv/phonelosers. I think that's how their URLs are, aren't they? I haven't logged into that thing in a long time. And then there's the Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. That's the best place to be notified of live shows. Except yesterday. Today we're going to end with a song by Jack Heliquin. You guys remember Jack Heliquin, right? He did a song a few weeks ago about phone losers. I forget exactly how the song went, but it was definitely an experience, and I think this one is too. The song is called Lick Them All, and it's about the photo department pranks where I called up a customer and told her I wanted to lick all of her photos alphabetically. And Jack has done a song or a mix or whatever about it. So here it is, something to listen to when you're lying out on the roof of a 7-Eleven, smoking a joint and looking at the stars. You should definitely burn this track to a CD and listen to it in your Discman. Thanks, Jack. Because I'm going to lick them all. I'm going to lick them all alphabetically.
I don't want that.
So we'll start with the guy in the blue shirt. What's his name?
Okay, I'm not answering
this. No, you have to, or we're not going to do your pictures.
Okay, don't.
Well, I want to be able to lick these people. I just want to lick the people in your photos. Is that so weird?
Yes, it is.
I don't think it's that weird. We do this all the time. I'm going to lick everyone. Then I'm going to give them a kiss. But I want to know their names. So that's more... Oh.
Why were you in our cooler for an hour?